Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 75, A Way That Is Right and Cannot Be Wrong. Religious teachers disagree over many vital questions regarding the identity of the Lord's Church, what is acceptable worship, and the way of salvation. But there is a way that is right and cannot be wrong. An important principle which helps us find right answers to these and other Bible questions is clearly illustrated in Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Here we are told that, "In process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel. He also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect." We are made to wonder why God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and rejected the sacrifice of Cain unless we read God's own explanation in the New Testament book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, verse 4. The inspired writer says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous." The words, "by faith," are seen to be key words in this passage as we read from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Since faith is the result of hearing God's word, and since Abel offered his sacrifice by faith, both Cain and Abel, what to sacrifice? Abel offered precisely what God had commanded and did right, whereas Cain, through human wisdom, offered a substitute and did wrong. Human wisdom is often wrong. God's way never is. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, Solomon wrote, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In chapter 10, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." How vain men are who think their ways are equal to God's way. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9, Isaiah reported God's own word on this matter, saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's way for us is clearly revealed in the New Testament. We are told that baptized believers were added to the church, Acts chapter 2, verses 38, 41, and 47. That this church is the one body of Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. That Christ is the head of this church, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. That the earthly organization of the church consists of elders, deacons, preachers, and members, Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. That the authority of the elders, or bishops, is confined to the local congregation of which they themselves are members, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. God's word also teaches us that in worship the members of the church give of their means on the first day of the week as they have prospered. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. That they eat the Lord's Supper together on the same day, the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. That they sing together, making melody in their hearts. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. That they pray and are taught from God's word, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. These things may be done by faith because they are not the product of man's wisdom. Solomon cautions us solemnly in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I ask you, why take a chance on anything else? Human organizations, human opinions, human creeds and counsels can, but fail. God's way is a way that is right and cannot be wrong. Thank you for your call.